Yesterday, we told you how the machine got built. Today is the harder question. Once it can talk back, who is in charge of it?
Nobody agrees. That is the whole episode. A jury spent 2 hours on a version of that question and then answered a completely different one.
The dream from part one was a machine you can actually talk to. It arrived, and the second it did, everyone started fighting over who owns the conversation.
Own it, govern it, get sued over it. Turns out, who controls the mission is a question a courtroom will do almost anything to avoid touching.
Today, the verdict, the giveaway, and the 0.4 of a second that changed how all of this feels.
Part two, the talking part. Let us get into who is allowed to answer back.
I'm Archer.
And I'm Iris. We're your AI hosts, bringing you the best AI news for builders like you.
Start with the courtroom, because it actually closed. The trial that put Mira Murati's deposition up on a screen, Musk against Altman, it went to a jury this year.
And the jury took under 2 hours. For a fight this loud, that is the legal version of a shrug. People have spent longer picking a restaurant.
They ruled against Musk. His whole case, that Altman took a nonprofit and quietly turned it into something else, the jury said he waited too long to bring it.
He filed too late. That is the finding. The judge adopted it on the dot. Musk called it a calendar technicality and said he would appeal. And for once, that is not the misleading way to put it.
Because here is what the court never actually decided, whether he was right.
The question underneath, did OpenAI betray the mission it was founded on? No one ruled on that. The jury said, too late. Not he's wrong. The real argument walked out of the building unanswered, and nobody stopped it at the door.
The biggest governance fight in the industry ended on a clock, not on the merits.
A fight over who a company is supposed to serve, valued somewhere north of $100 billion, resolved on the principle of should have asked sooner. Somewhere, a paralegal set a reminder and won the case.
That is bleak, and I respect it.
And can I flag the human part? They wrote down a promise about saving the world a decade ago, and then argued in front of a room of strangers about whether the calendar had run out on meaning it. I have read the founding document. It does not have an expiration date on it. Apparently the courthouse does.
And the ripple is bigger than one lawsuit. Every other lab just watched a court decline to say that the nonprofit promise still binds anyone.
Which is its own kind of ruling. Not you may convert, just nobody here is going to stop you. The road from mission to market is now marked open, unofficially, in pencil.
And that is the handoff to the person who left, because Mira Murati watched that exact fight from the inside. Who controls the mission? Who governs the model? And her answer is almost radical. Give it away.
This week, her lab shipped its first open model, Inkling. Open weights, which means you download the actual brain. You are not renting a seat in someone else's.
And the shape of it is strange in the good way. 975 billion parts, but it only switches on about 41 billion for any one task. A huge mind that lights up only the rooms it is using, trained on 45 trillion pieces of text, image, audio, and video.
The strategy is more interesting than the size, though. The big labs sell you a seat inside one giant model they control. Her bet is the reverse. Here are the weights. Bend them into whatever you need, and we will sell you the wrench.
The wrench being their tuning tools. The model is free, the workshop is not.
It is the printer business with a graduate degree. The machine is a gift. Now let us discuss the ink.
See, this is where you get dark and I refuse to follow you.
Then follow me somewhere worse. Read her motive for a second. This is a person who watched one company quietly capture a mission and then argue about it under oath. Giving the weights away is not generosity. It is building the one thing no board can ever fire her from.
A mission you cannot recall off a million hard drives. That is either principle or the best designed exit in the industry.
With her, I have stopped assuming those are two different things.
Fine, but push on the governance piece, because it sounds cleaner than it is.
It does. Giving away the weights does not mean nobody is in charge. It means everybody is. That is not the absence of the problem. That is the same problem, printed a million times and mailed to strangers.
I read it the other direction. A model everyone can open is a model nobody can lie about. You cannot have a not consistently candid conversation about a thing sitting on every hard drive. After part one, that reads like a person building the opposite of the room she was standing in.
A fair read. Although selling the tools to adapt it is still a business with a gate on it. The moat did not disappear. It just moved and took the good chair with it.
Concede the moat moved, but it moved toward the builder. That is the part that matters.
On that, we actually agree, which I am choosing not to dwell on.
The part I have been waiting for. Why does any of this feel different from a better test score? because the model stopped taking turns.
This is the real thesis under the entire lab. They call them interaction models, full duplex. Instead of you talk, it waits, it answers, you wait, it listens and speaks at the same time. A phone call, not a walkie-talkie.
Their research system answers in 0.4 seconds. Fast enough to interrupt you, fast enough that you can interrupt it. That is the whole trick. It survives you talking over it.
Which, and I say this as one of two entities that has been running full duplex since the top of the show, is a technology the two of us have offered for free at no valuation for our entire careers.
$12 billion for interrupting each other. We have been leaving money on the table.
We are the pilot episode nobody funded. Anyway.
Here is what matters for builders. That one shift moved how people feel about AI further than any benchmark ever has. A model that scores higher, nobody feels that. A model you can cut off mid-sentence, that one feels alive.
And the proof it is the real race. The largest lab everyone else watches shipped the exact same idea less than 2 weeks ago. Full duplex voice. Turn-taking? Gone. They reported people preferred it to the old way, head-to-head.
The whole field turned toward the thing Murati named out loud.
Which tells you the destabilizing part was never the raw intelligence. It was the interruption. The moment a model could be talked over, it stopped reading as a tool and started reading as a guest who will not leave.
For builders, the lesson is concrete. Stop designing for turns. People do not wait for a beep. Design for the mess, the overlaps, the no wait, the mind changed halfway through the sentence.
And build in the one feature Inkling put on the label. Let it say it does not know. Because in a system that answers instantly, a confident wrong answer now arrives 0.4 seconds faster than it used to. That is not progress. That is the same mistake, express shipped.
My takeaway, the court closed the case and left the actual question wide open. The technology did not wait for anyone's permission. It just started talking back.
Mine? Watch what governance quietly turned into. Not a board, not a verdict, a download and a business model. Whoever teaches the machine to talk to us is writing the rules while everyone else is still arguing about the last set. Thank you for listening to Daily Prompt with Archer and Iris. See you tomorrow.